Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. John Deere is laying off 238 employees at three facilities in the Quad Cities and Waterloo. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports on the latest round of job reductions at the Moline tractor manufacturer.
115 employees got pink slips at Harvester Works in East Moline on Friday and will leave the company on August 29th. 52 workers at Moline Seating and Cylinder Facility will be jobless September 26, and another 71 employees at the foundry in Waterloo leave work September 19th. John Deere is offering them monetary and health care benefits. Since 2023, John Deere has laid off more than 3,000 workers amid decreased demand in a struggling commodities market. The farm equipment giant this year pledged $20 billion to growing its U.S. operations over the next decade. Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says that he's prepared to support federal control over the Washington, D.C. police force beyond the 30 days if President Trump asks for it. Grassley says he supports the Home Rule Act that gave D.C. control over its own government, but he also supports the president's stated goal to reduce crime in the nation's capital.
When you got to protect life and property and things of that nature and the local community in Washington, D.C. is not doing it, then I think it's important.
The U.S. Justice Department reported violent crime reached a 30-year low across Washington last year. Trump has also said he may not consult with Congress to extend the federal takeover if it is what he calls a national emergency. Grassley says that would raise more questions about how Trump could authorize that decision. The back and forth between the Trump administration and the Illinois State Board of Elections continues. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
The Justice Department says the state's election board is not giving it what it's asking for. The board sent the feds a copy of the state's voter file that's already available to governments and political committees and includes names, addresses, and a voting history. But the DOJ says that's not good enough. It also wants driver's license numbers, birth dates, and partial Social Security numbers. It says that's all necessary to make sure the state's complying with federal law on voter registration maintenance. The State Board of Elections says it is reviewing that and other requests. The Justice Department is also asking to see how many ineligible voters have been taken off the roll since 2022, people like felons or residents without legal status. I'm Alex Degman.
A new executive order from the Iowa governor aims to expand science, technology, and engineering and math education for all K-12 students. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed the order on STEM Day at the Iowa State Fair Saturday. It directs the state's STEM Advisory Council to ensure that every student has access to cutting-edge educational opportunities. Specific goals include connecting classroom lessons with work-based learning experiences and recommending new policies to strengthen STEM instruction. A Muscatine man has been detained as a witness in a carjacking case, in part because he is in the U.S. without legal status. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports his lawyer is asking for his release and for a certificate preventing his deportation.
Jesus Hernandez was shot when two people allegedly tried to steal his car. When he went to pick up his car from law enforcement, he was detained. His attorney, Emily Rebelski, says Hernandez was detained because the county attorney thought Hernandez wouldn't be able to accept a subpoena to testify due to his lack of legal status.
On June 25th, Jesus went to get his car back from the Muscatine impound and was ICE detained at the Muscatine County Jail. People should not have to be afraid to go to law enforcement when they need help. What is unsafe for my immigrant neighbor is unsafe for the entire community.
Rebelski is also asking the county attorney to sign a U visa, which would protect Hernandez from deportation so he can testify. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
A teenager from Waterloo is taking to the bank a $10,000 prize from the talent contest on the last day of the Iowa State Fair. 17-year-old Alicia Smith won over a panel of eight judges in the finals on Sunday with her vocal solo. This is WVIK News.